This is Press TV's Top 5. Thanks very much for joining us. Israeli warplanes staged fresh airstrikes on the besieged Gaza Strip. The Israeli fighter jets carried out 5 air raids on the coastal enclave just after midnight. The attacks targeted the northern parts of Gaza City and the southern town of Rafah. There are no immediate reports of casualties yet. The Israeli Air Force had launched a similar offensive on the Gaza Strip on Wednesday as well. The airstrikes come after the Palestinian Islamic Jihad group fired dozens of rockets into southern Israel to retaliate against an earlier Israeli drone strike. At least 3 Palestinians were killed in Gaza in that Israeli attack. To discuss that further, I'm joined by Ashraf Shannon, Press TV's correspondent, who's joining us live now from the Gaza Strip. Ashraf, what more details do we have at this point?
Yes, Waqar. After midnight, the Israeli Air Force carried 5 airstrikes, as you mentioned, northern Gaza, southern Gaza, and southern Gaza town of Rafah, and also in Khan Yunis, and northwest of Gaza City, they carried out 2 airstrikes. The Israeli media announced that 7 sites were hit in the Gaza Strip, although only 5 were confirmed by the Palestinian security personnel in Gaza. The situation we're having here right now is a waiting game where people here are expecting a major escalation from the Israeli military following the firing of what the Palestinian Islamic Jihad said, at least 180 rockets into Israeli towns neighboring the Gaza Strip in retaliation to the killing of 3 Islamic Jihad fighters or activists on Tuesday. The Palestinian Islamic Jihad is saying that retaliation from the Islamic Jihad fighters and men was not only for the killing of the 3 Jihad activists, but also for the continued Israeli breaches of the Egyptian brokered ceasefire agreement signed in 2012, which ended the 8-day Israeli war, and also continued attacks in the West Bank and in East Jerusalem al-Quds. According to local organizations in Gaza monitoring the situation, human rights groups and international activists, they're saying the Israeli regime has violated the ceasefire at least 1,400 times since November of 2012, Waqar.
Okay, Ashraf, thanks a lot for that update.